You are listening to Generation Radio. The podcast about Doctor Who. With Callum, Shell, and Mike.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
What's going on, dog?
He's a bear, actually. Okay, friends and family and our biggest fan, Ronnie. Welcome to Regeneration Podcast. I messed that one up, didn't I? Today, we are discussing Doctor Who.
Are we?
Yes, we are discussing Doctor Who.
What a crazy surprise. I thought we were going to discuss Lego Movie.
Oh, but can we?
Everything is awesome. No. Well, we could discuss Doctor Who Lego. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe that will be in this podcast today.
It could be a thing.
No, today we are discussing, what are we discussing? Oh, we're discussing Doctor Who in the Mediaverse. So the Whoniverse in the Mediaverse. Things that have been influenced or small Easter eggs or something related to Doctor Who in other media than Doctor Who. That does sound right, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Or does it sound left?
It sounds good.
It sounds good. So we have different segments. I thought we were going to discuss as I said last episode, the big fish, but it's big finish things. But we went with another direction. So, Shell, take it away. Something little Easter egg or something influenced by Doctor Who that you found in the Mediaverse.
So, I'm going to be kind of talking about movies that have influence or Doctor Who influence in movies and Ooh. Easter egg, because there's a lot of, because we have what, 60 plus years of media, so stuff of course has to be involved, you know, Doctor Who, you know, obviously, like, and you know, the first and foremost, which is maybe obvious or may not be obvious, is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. What? Because, like, oh, come on. There are two guys literally in a phone box. What? At least I thought it was crazy. When I had, like, that correlation, I was like, wait, what? That's crazy.
Okay, so as a Swede here, what's that?
Wait, you've never seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
No.
Wait, for real? For real, Smite?
Why? Yeah.
Why have you never seen Bill and Ted's Adventure?
It's like iconic. What it is?
It's a movie about two high school dudes that are super excellent that have to have a history report or else they're gonna fail. So they go into a phone box and travel through space and time and pick up historical figures and bring them into their classroom to give their presentation. And one of them is Socrates, but since they don't know how to say his name, they call him Socrates. Oh my god.
Wait, why have I never seen this one?
Because it's delightful. I think it's from the 80s. Late 80s, early 90s, maybe. I don't remember exactly when it came out because I haven't seen it in such a long time. But I was like, wait a second.
But okay, so how you're describing this, it sounds like, you know,
it's Keanu Reeves in it.
So you have a literal time traveler. Let's not go into that conspiracy that Keanu Reeves is immortal. But so you have. This sounds like a spin-off of a Doctor Who episode, to be fair.
Right. Okay, anyway, so that is the first thing I want to touch base on. And then now I'm going to go list some films that have Doctor Who references in them, okay?
Okay.
which I'll give, like, you know, the reason why I think it is a reference to Doctor Who. I think. Maybe. Maybe I might. I don't know. Okay, so starting from the top, big surprise. Okay, are you ready for this one?
Go. Yes.
Who's seen Disney's Encanto?
Yeah, I have.
Antonio's room, it's bigger on the inside.
Yeah. It's actually a lot bigger on the inside. It has a whole tree inside.
Yes, a whole tree. Waterfalls? Shoot, this guy has it made. All right, so that's one.
So wait, are we saying that the family, what's it called, Madrigals, something like that?
The Madrigals, yes.
Yeah, are we saying they are Time Lords?
I don't know, but they definitely reference it, because who else is it's bigger on the inside? Yeah, the house could be the TARDIS, you know? I mean, it's a living house.
Yeah, the house is sent.
Yeah,
and Doctor Who is owned by Disney now.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
Oh, but it kind of is. It's on Disney Plus. That's about it.
It's on Disney Plus.
Wait. Okay. So wait, my brain just went absolutely exploding.
What happened?
No.
Oh.
So they live in a house that is sentient, just like the TARDIS.
Mm-hmm.
The rooms are bigger on the inside. Like it feels like the whole house is bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
One of them can change his appearance at will.
Yeah. He can change his appearance whenever he wants to.
And the family have different abilities. Oh my
Which
God.
All benefit their society. That'll they be a fun deep dive for later.
They are Time Lords.
They are essentially
okay. My brain just went, holy crap! Okay. You heard it here first.
Okay, ready for the next one? Another yes. Disney movie, Big Hero 6.
Yeah. How?
Okay. So it's not like a verbal reference, but in Hero's room. On his shelf, that you know, where he has all like those trinkets and doodads and what have you.
Yeah,
there's a Dalek on it.
I gotta Google.
There's a Dalek on like the second shelf from the top.
Oh my God! In the middle is. Oh my God! I love the movie even more now.
Yeah. So, that's another one. And that wasn't the only nod of Doctor Who in a Disney movie. In, what was it? Cars 2. Remember the British spies? The British yeah. spy cars?
Yeah.
They were... when Holly Shiftwell and Finn McMissile... They were captured, tied up inside Big Ben. To escape, Holly determines that she must change the direction of the clock to turn back time, as she puts it. And while she's struggling to do this, she also states, if I can just reverse the polarity.
Oh my God.
And that is one of the most famous phrases spoken in Doctor Who that has been spoken by many doctors across
space
the classic
time.
And modern eras of space and time. So, okay. So moving out of Disney now, we can do, let me think. How about Lego Batman movie?
Yeah.
They are the villains. This one I actually know.
Pretty strong reference in that one.
Right. And then, so we all know that one. There's Daleks, you know? And of course, there's also Lord Voldemort, Sauron, and King Kong, too.
Sauron.
And then also in Lego Movie, when he makes his double-decker couch, what's his, Charlie? Spaceman? Spacesuit man? 80s spacesuit guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, spaceship. Lego spaceship.
the guy with the double-decker couch and the man with the blue box, Will Ferrell's character said. God, what is his name? I can't remember.
Business. Mr.
Yes,
business.
Yes. I was like Will Ferrell. Who's Will Ferrell?
Lego Will Ferrell.
Okay, so you got that. And also Shaun the Sheep movie. Farmageddon.
Yeah.
Yes. That one had just it might as well have been an actual Doctor Who episode.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
There was a Postman Pat movie you just reminded me of that Postman Pat gets replaced by Daleks.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love that. I love that Daleks are so iconic.
They're everywhere. They are literally everywhere.
Right. Also, before the revival of the Daleks in 2005, right? In 2003, the live-action animation hybrid of Looney Tunes Back in Action also had Daleks in it. With Marvin the Martian.
That's the little Roman guy.
Yeah,
right?
I remember this, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not Roman, he's from Mars. Yeah,
but he has a Roman helmet on.
Does he?
I thought it was just like a broom.
Yeah, I think it actually is.
But I guess we'll never know. I mean, yeah. Maybe we'll know. I don't know. I thought it was a broom brush.
I mean, I guess it could be based off the... Maybe he stole it from the Romans using stuff that he found in the bin.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it is like a brush on his head.
It is. All right. Also, getting back on track. Ready Player One.
Of course.
Has reference to it too. Reference to Doctor Who. There's like a sequence where the characters, Artemis drives the time traveling DeLorean from Back to the Future. And during that sequence, the TARDIS can be seen briefly in the background.
Yeah.
So an egg to look out for. Also, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Spider-Man Noir, that's voiced by Nicolas Cage, mentions that he can sense his own spider sense tingling when he describes the feeling as a thing with multiple dimensions, a being who can move through the multiverse. And I'd like to think that that's a subtle nod to the concept of the Doctor and the TARDIS traveling through time and space, even if it's not intended.
You have found so many references.
Yes. We're ready for these two ones? Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz.
Yay! I love those movies!
Oh my god. Yay! Yeah. It's because you're British, Callum.
I love them too. I'm not British.
No, but didn't you live in Ireland?
For a time, yes.
Yeah, that doesn't make a British Mike. You should probably clarify that, or else the Irish will come for you.
I apologize to our Irish listeners for calling you British. I stand by it, though.
Gosh, learn your history. I'm just kidding. Anyway, but in Hot Fuzz, you heard the Doctor Who theme in it. With where it was like Sir Nicholas Angel is watching TV.
Yeah.
That. And then in Shaun of the Dead, it's when there's a scene where Shaun is trying to distract the zombified best friend by pretending to be the Doctor describing the TARDIS.
Yeah.
So those were more kind of very obvious, you know?
Yeah.
They are Easter eggs, but they're obvious Easter eggs.
Yeah, the obvious egg. The obvious egg is obvious.
They're exact, so to speak.
And then there was also this kind of niche movie called Fanboys. It's a comedy film about a group of Star Wars fans.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a scene where one of them suggests breaking into Skywalker Ranch to watch The Phantom Menace before it releases. And then another character responds by saying, "We'll be banned for life like those Doctor Who kids." And they were referencing the fervent fan base of Doctor Who. Those are just a few examples. There's probably many more that I didn't get a chance to touch base on, but those are a couple.
Maybe you call them a few.
A few.
You had like this whole list prepared. And I'm like,
at least I had the evidence to back it up.
But there is actually one film you missed that has like this obvious Doctor Who Easter egg in it.
Wait, which film?
Do you know the film called Iron Sky?
No.
I've heard
of it, but I never saw it.
Yeah, it's about Nazis, right? living on the dark side of the moon.
Space Nazis.
Oh my god, okay, I do know this actually, yeah.
And this is going to be a spoiler for everyone who hasn't seen the movie.
It came out in 2012.
Yeah. So, but, you know, maybe they live in a place that just gets 2000. Yeah. So, in the end, Earth has this defense force, a lot of ships. And in one of the panoramic shots, you can actually see the TARDIS in defense armada.
Oh my god, you're right. I just Googled it.
Yeah. I was watching this with two friends. We were having a drunk night, and we had to watch Iron Sky because, you know, Nazis on the dark side of the moon, it's just a funny concept. And I was sitting there, and, like, I see this little blue thing on this TV, and, like, that's a TARDIS. And my friend's like, "Oh, no, you're just drunk." And I'm like, "No, that was a TARDIS. Rewind. Watch it again." So, but this shows, like, your list shows that Doctor Who has, you know, even before the revival, they were putting Doctor Who stuff in, showing what a big part of, you know, science fiction this actually is. Which I think it's amazing that so many people know about Doctor Who, and you have those Easter eggs. And even people who don't know about Doctor Who might be learning from Doctor Who by watching these Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, those Daleks are really funny. They look like salt. Pepper shakers.
Well, yeah. I suppose if that's all the movies, maybe I should get into some of the TV shows. And
I agree wholeheartedly, Callum.
Try and cut down on my list a little bit because I've also the thing is, almost every British show that I've watched that I grew up with had some reference to Doctor Who. And I've kind of tried to do a little bit of research so that I'm not just naming British shows. Because, like, I mean, just to name a few, Newsoids, I don't know if anyone saw that, but that was like a little British show with puppets. There was the 12th Doctor, constantly made an appearance in it, but he was really, really sweary. This was the 12th Doctor just swearing non-stop. So it's very much a Doctor Who reference, but not one that maybe you'd want to show Doctor Who fans because it's not very child friendly. There was one that I did specifically remember. I don't know if you guys watched Young Justice.
Yeah, I know Young Justice.
So one of the, for those who don't know what Young Justice is, it's like it's about a younger version of the Justice League. So instead of like Batman, Superman, it's Nightwing and Robin and Superboy and Kid Flash. One of the Zeta Beam conduits, which is like the what they use to get into the cave. One of them is a TARDIS. I don't think it has straight up police box on it, or it actually might, to be fair. The doors would open, they'd go inside, and then they'd be teleported, and it would all light up yellow. And that was definitely a big thing for me that I really, 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 really liked. one that Shell mentioned, and I haven't done much. I tried to find a bit more on this because I was a bit confused by it. But Inspector Space Time from Community.
Oh. Yeah.
Great so show, though.
So my understanding, because I've never seen Community, my understanding of that was that it's a fictional show set inside Community, right?
Yeah.
That kind of ongoes with the series, and it starts off with like this, and they like like it follows Doctor Who in the sense that they've got a red telephone box. And they, but the main guy regenerates throughout as well. Like, he changes throughout the show and he keeps popping up as an Easter egg.
Yeah, and even the characters Abed and Troy cosplay constantly as their version of Doctor Who and their companion, Inspector Space Time and the Constable. And they even go to like a convention and stuff. It's just, it's so funny how.
I love it.
Obvious that is. I was like,
No, I love that. That's amazing. That's actually brilliant. Another one, another show. I mean, because as well as that, like, Simpsons and South Park obviously have, like, Doctor Who references galore. Like, Simpsons, I think, like, has one... Anytime that they do anything to do with nerds or go to England, you'll see... I think it's actually the fourth Doctor primarily likes to pop up a lot. He's like, he pops up quite a bit in The Simpsons.
Yeah, there is a character that looks like Tom Baker.
Yeah, and like he's always dressed as Tom Baker and is like almost always in the background in a lot of like nerd or London set shows. One episode I think I remember distinctively is that they go to England and... I think this might be the one where Homer hits the Queen with his car. yeah, and then at the end when they're all dancing, as they do a lot here, the TARDIS pops up and like someone comes out of it, like the Prime Minister or someone comes out of it. And just again, just starts breakdancing on the floor. So The Simpsons is definitely one that I think it very much likes its Doctor Who references. Family Guy as well. I think David Tennant actually voices the 10th Doctor.
Oh, you're talking about Doctor Who farted.
Yeah. He's there with Rose, but does a stinky in the TARDIS and doesn't let Rose come back in. And it's like,
yeah, like we need to go back in time. No, not yet. And then he starts waving the TARDIS.
He starts waving the door to try and get the smell out, which David Tennant voicing him in. The Muppets. Actually, I don't know if this one counts, to be fair, because this is The Muppets Live. So I don't know if that really counts as a TV series.
Was it shown as a TV series? Because then it counts.
Not really.
But then we can go theater instead.
I think I got ahead of myself on that one. It was one where it's Peter Davidson and David Tennant do a scene with the Muppets as their doctors.
What?
Yeah.
That's wild.
One thing I have to bring up, which I think you're going to have to decide for yourself whether or not this is a Doctor Who reference. So in The Clone Wars, David Tennant voices that droid. Who I can't remember his name now, is the one who collects all the one who helps the little Jedi build lightsabers. He was in Ahsoka. If you look at I think it was Pablo Hidalgo who wrote this, if you look at the history of the character, he showed up to the Jedi Temple thousands of years ago in a blue box. The character's voiced by David Tennant, so...
Maybe?
That seems kind of like a Doctor Who reference, like showing up in a blue box outside the Jedi Temple. It's
a little on the nose.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I'm just going to point out that I feel a little bit offended that you call yourself a Star Wars fan and you don't know the name of the droid.
Look, I'm a little bit mugged up today. I can't remember most... It's not... I want to say Huang.
Yeah.
Oh, it is! Huang! Yeah. That's it! Ah, I could see the spelling, but I didn't have to pronounce it. Did you guys also see the rebooted version of DuckTales?
Yes.
So obviously you know David Tennant voices Scrooge.
Yeah.
Did you know who voices
Nemesis?
Magica Dispel.
No, that I don't know.
Catherine Tate.
Really?
Yeah!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, that's...
That's not a Doctor Who reference, though. That's just...
That's a fun correlation.
I haven't finished with this one yet. There's more!
There's more!
Scrooge owns a time machine that he disguises as a grandfather clock.
Oh my god.
So, I don't know.
So the time machine has a chameleon circuit.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be the case. I don't know how else you could portray that. But apparently the showrunners were like massive fans of Doctor. I think they even get Michelle Gomez to voice Scrooge McDuck's sister as well. But apparently the showrunners were massive fans of Doctor Who. So even getting Catherine Tate on was spurred by the fact that they knew that David Tennant and Catherine Tate had, like, great chemistry.
Yeah.
Which I think everyone... There's no one that can argue that they aren't amazing together.
No, have you seen Catherine Tate acknowledging David, when David Tennant get the Special Recognition Awards?
Yeah.
They did this, you know, recording with everyone talking about David Tennant, and Catherine Tate goes like, "Oh, is this one of those fancy movies where I give like a speech about David and how great he is?" Oh, okay, like she doesn't say anything. She just like, you know, have this chemistry, even though not being together with David that moment. Sorry, we're getting off.
Tonight. No, I know. You're good. It's good. Look, we're massive fans of David Tennant. I get it. Now I have to throw obviously like Futurama and Big Bang Theory out there as well. I mean, Big Bang Theory has off the top of my head probably millions of Doctor Who references.
That's right, it does.
It's I can't even picking one out. The first one always that comes to my mind is when he has the TARDIS doors as his bedroom doors.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't even know like whether or not that anymore need mention with Big Bang Theory, because it's like...
Like, it's a series about sci-fi nerds, of course, they're going to mention Doctor Who.
I also have to throw Good Omens. I don't know if anyone... Have you guys seen Good Omens?
Yeah, both season one and two.
So, obviously, season one... When Crowley is picking out a different planet to move to and he's like throwing bits of paper into the air, one of the papers says Gallifrey on the back of it, which I think is just an exploding planet from what I remember. I think it's just a picture of an exploding planet with the words Gallifrey written on it. So he dismisses that rather quickly. But then in the second series, I'm sure you probably know this one, Mike, because this is like completely on the nose. Michael Sheen's character, Aziraphale, is selling a Doctor Who magazine while David Tennant is in the background wearing a fez. So...
I love that.
That might be a little reference. Just a little one.
Just a slight reference. Just a slight reference.
Just a little one. I really wanted to throw Broadchurch. And I had to rewatch some of the episodes to see if I could find a Doctor Who reference, but half of Broadchurch's cast are Doctor Who actors. All in one go. You've got David Tennant, Arthur Darvill, David Bradley, Jodie Whittaker, Olivia Colman, like, and there's more. I can't remember any of their names, but like those, like I'm throwing that. It's not a Doctor Who reference. But Jesus Christ, the amount of actors that they got in this that were in Doctor Who. I mean, I know Jodie Whittaker wasn't in Doctor Who at this point, but like...
No, but she became the Doctor after. Yeah. And this was Chris Chibnall as well, who then became lead writer. So it's not a reference, but it's more like, you know...
I had to throw it out.
Like, someday we need to do an episode of famous actors that's been in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Because all I can think right now is Andrew Jackson was actually in Doctor Who before he became Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spoilers, by the way, for those who didn't know that, but...
obviously, I don't want to get into this one too much, because this one's not exactly... obviously the scene's fine, but like the in-betweeners, I'm sure Shell.
I love that Shell.
Probably knows about this. That I think it's in one of the episodes of the in-betweeners. My mind's gone blank now. There is a Doctor Who reference in the in-betweeners. I think it's the one where they're doing the exams. But again, like a British show around that time. Again, I'm trying not to mention just British shows because. Those are just the ones that I get most excited about whenever I see, because you see Doctor Who pop up on the screen and you have to scream at it. And then again, another one I did just want to mention too, and I'll probably try and make this my last one because I'm probably getting a bit carried away. But Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. During that, there were like a good amount of references. I think in one of them, you can see a Dalek head displayed in a hologram in the background. I mean, I don't know how much, obviously David Tennant played in the other Marvel show, he played the villain in Jessica Jones, I think Kilgrave or something. Would love to see him back in that role because I thought he was awesome. But it was probably more of a coincidence. Just the fact that at the same time that the shows are going on, you're getting all these Doctors. I really thought they were building up to at least like some crossover between them, so we could at least have these characters meet Kilgrave, but then it never happens. So it's very disappointing.
You never know. It's Marvel, so he might do a comeback. Like, they are really good at, you know, getting dead characters back. Time travel.
They do that a lot with Marvel. A lot of characters come back, especially popular ones.
I would like to see someday, you know, a Marvel Doctor Who kind of, you know, a crossover.
It's possible. I mean, you know, like it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, now when it's under the Disney umbrella, let's see what happens. Disney, make it happen.
We've had Matt Smith, David Tennant and Christopher Eccleston all play bad guys.
Which is weird because they're the Doctor for me. They're all
Peter Capaldi played a bad guy in the DC movie. So, you know, we need to get a Marvel and DC crossover at the same time.
But is that really saying that British people are the bad guys?
Oh, Christ.
I'm just kidding.
If we look at the Star Wars universe, like, everyone with a British accent is actually a bad guy, except for
the Imperial accent.
And yeah. Peter Cushion played Doctor Who.
What? Really?
Okay.
Oh, you guys don't know about the movie? There is a non-canon movie where the Doctor is a human and he's played by Peter Cushion. What? His companion is Bernard Cribbins.
Bernard?
That's Wilf, the actor who played Wilf.
I have never seen that movie though.
I've only seen part of it. I couldn't make it past because he introduces himself as Doctor Who. I go, "Hello, I'm Doctor Who," and it's like, "No, you're not. You're the Doctor. Like, you're not Doctor Who."
Can you find that movie for me?
I think it's called. I think it's just called Doctor Who and the Daleks. And then you've also got Doctor Who and the Invasion of the Daleks.
Yeah, I kind of need to see that one. Because
yeah,
I knew about, you know, the I think the spoof one, that movie I know about, or that episode.
Yeah, this is not a spoof.
No. But
I don't really know the reason of why they made it. I can't, because at the time, obviously, this was in 1960. This was in the 1960s. So, and they recast Barbara, Susan, Ian, and obviously Doctor Who. And I don't really know why they made these films. I don't know what the reason, unless it was just bringing Doctor Who to the big screen or like something. But it wasn't even. I don't even think it was like marketed at US. I think it was just weird. It was. I don't know. I don't really know who this movie was made for.
Yeah, probably some. I don't know. Maybe it was just like, oh, we need to bring Doctor Who like
to the big screen.
Yeah, and that doesn't go well though. I still remember the. Was it 1998 the movie came out? Now we're way off topic though. But
I like the movie, the one with
Paul. I have an issue with the movie. There is one line in the movie that I have a big issue with. That I'm human on my mother's side, like.
But the doctor lies.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, it's fun to. Sorry, I'm going to go back on podcast topic here. It's fun to hear these things, like, you know, oh, you have all these reference to Doctor Who. And how many people does actually realize it was Doctor Who? Like, if we look at the down years when Doctor Who wasn't on television, but we still have the references, how many people would actually understand the references? When there is a Dalek in the background or someone screams exterminate. Like, when people watch this series or these movies, do they realize that this was a callback to Doctor Who? Do they know that this is Doctor Who?
I don't know. But I think we should talk about what you were going to talk about, Mike.
Yeah, good segment that. But, like, I'm still on this, like, do people understand references? Because that's... Like, when we start, I'm going to cover games here.
The thing is that TARDIS and Daleks, surely people, if people see a TARDIS or a Dalek, or like a police box or a Dalek, they know what it's referencing to. It's hard to get away from never, ever hearing of Doctor Who before.
Yeah. But like, I have this, I need to give a shout out to my father here, and I know I showed you this clip from Chelmsford 123.
Yeah.
It's a series about Romans, by the way, for those who haven't seen, like, it's an old series. And in one of the episodes, you see these two guys coming with a carriage down a road.
Yeah.
And then in the background, you see the TARDIS materialize, a guy that goes out and he's supposed to be Tom Baker because it's the scarf and the hat and all things. You just walk around the TARDIS, go back, and the TARDIS disappears again. So, like, and you hear this iconic sound. Like, I do understand that people watching that show back in the day understood that this is a Doctor Who reference. But when I showed this to a friend of mine, because I thought it was hilarious, they were like, what's so funny? And I'm like, oh, you didn't know this was Doctor Who. But it could also be that, you know, in Sweden, Doctor Who is not that big because we never had it like the British people had it or the Americans had it. Like... Yeah, I don't know. This will be a topic for a later... later podcast, like, how do people recognize Doctor Who? Speaking of which, did you know that Doctor Who have Easter eggs in some of the biggest games that ever released?
Like, which games?
Dun, dun, dun! we're gonna start with an obvious Easter egg. Have you ever heard of the Assassin's Creed series?
Yeah.
Have I ever heard of the Assassin's Creed? Are those the ones that you punch trees at the start of?
No, that's Valheim.
Oh, okay.
Or Ark. No, Assassin's Creed, basically you're an assassin, going around in different time zones. There is actually a time machine, kind of, where your subconscious can go back in time. You take over your ancestor. And in one of these video games. Back when I think it's called, yeah, it's Assassin's Creed Origins. I think you go back to Egypt, and there are pyramids and stuff like that. And if you go out and take a swim, and you actually need to go and take a swim, you can go down to the bottom, and there is a stone TARDIS sitting on the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm not saying this is a stone that looks like a TARDIS. This is the TARDIS in stone.
Oh, that's cool.
If you're listening to this and you Google Assassin's Creed Doctor Who, you will actually get a picture of the stone TARDIS. It's quite hard to find. I played the game at a friend's house and I couldn't find it where it was supposed to be, but I know it's there because there are photos of the TARDIS in ancient Egypt.
Yeah. That's actually so cool.
Oh, wow. That is really cool.
That's actually, I've just Googled it. That's actually so cool.
Yeah, and that's so spot on because, you know, you see that that's a TARDIS and everyone who knows Doctor Who will know that's a TARDIS. Everyone else will think, like, that's a weird-looking box.
I wonder how they found it as well. I wonder how the first... So, one day someone just decided, you know what, I'm going underwater and just managed to find it out of pure luck.
That's how most Easter eggs are found, I think. Someone has a lot of time on their hands. There is a lot of gamers with a lot of time on their hands. I know, I sit with two of them and do a podcast. But they go like, oh, I'm going to just dive into the water and see what I can find. And then suddenly, bam, TARDIS. I couldn't find another game that people spend a lot of time in is GTA, but I couldn't find a Doctor Who reference to GTA yet, but maybe there will be one in GTA 6 when that releases in 2064 or something. So you have these Doctor Who references, and another game, I'm just going to go for the next one because I know we've been recording for a while now. For some reason, our podcast gets longer and longer. But you know about the Fallout games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are actually two references in two different Fallout games. To Doctor Who. And first one in Fallout from 96 or 97. I don't remember if it's 96 or 97. You can actually find an unusual call box, which is the TARDIS. It's blue, it appears, you cannot interact with it because if you get too close to it, it will dematerialize. But the TARDIS is in the game. You can see there are clips of it as well. And then in Fallout New Vegas, there is a small nod to Silence in the library. They have this kind of skeletons walking around. And if you shut out the lights, someone will say, hey, who turned out the lights?
Oh, that's great.
That's also like, if you don't know Doctor Who, you won't understand that that's actually a reference. But for us, like, Silence of the Library in the Library is one of my favorite episodes. Like, it's instant. You do understand that, oh, this is a Doctor Who reference. We're going to move on with the list. This became a list episode. Did you notice that, guys?
But it's a good list.
It's a good list. It's
supposed to be a list episode.
But a thing that I didn't have on my list until Shell mentioned the Daleks was I used to play Overwatch a lot. And for those who don't know what Overwatch is, it's free to play now, so you can try it out. In Overwatch, there is a tank called Orisa. And Orisa actually has a voice line that just says, exterminate. So she's this big tanky figure with a machine gun on her arm. And you can actually equip a voice line that just goes, exterminate.
Oh, that's great.
And I thought about this when Shell mentioned the Daleks. So I had to, while we were recording, send a message to a friend that I used to play a lot of Overwatch with that I also know is a Doctor Who fan. And I'm like, did you realize that this is a Doctor Who reference? And he went like, what? No, really? So people are still exploring. But the big one, I'm going to cut my list very short. The biggest one, the biggest Easter egg I ever seen in a game I have played myself, it's The Witcher 3.
Oh?
Do you know that Shell's favorite episode is Blink? Did all? Yeah. If you listen,
I hope we know.
Yeah, if you listen to the last episode, you know.
And the episode
before. Weeping angels are actually in The Witcher.
Yes.
So, how should I explain this without? Okay, so there is
the game's been out forever.
Yeah, it's been out for like 9 years. So there is this side quest where you go near a church. I can't remember where it is. And there are these statues. And if you turn your back towards the statues will move. They will try to get you. Right. If you turn back, they will stop and they will just be regular statues again.
Okay, that's cool.
That's cool, sir.
Yeah, so the Weeping Angels are in The Witcher. And I remember when I played last, I was really late to The Witcher train. Like, I didn't play The Witcher 3 until, like... Yeah, it was during lockdown. I got a copy of the game on sale, I think. And I did this... Sorry?
I said when it was $9.
Yeah, something like that. No, I think I paid $5 for mine. And... I was doing this quest, and one of my friends was sitting on Discord with me, and I'm like, oh my god, it's the Weeping Angels. He goes like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this quest, the statues are moving. And he thought I was high or something. He thought I was like, what do you mean the statues are moving? And I'm like, it's a Doctor Who reference, come on. I'd never been so excited for a game, and I play Star Wars a lot. But like, this was just, the Weeping Angels are in The Witcher. And it would make sense that Geralt actually fights, you know, Weeping Angels. Because they are monsters.
Church.
So, you can see that Doctor Who influences every kind of media, first of all, if you look at the whole episode. But in gaming, there aren't that many obvious nodes. Obvious nods is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
But there are some, like... For those who listen to the podcast, you should know that we met playing Star Wars The Old Republic, the MMORPG game. And there are actually two references to Doctor Who there as well. Two boxes that looks highly suspicious like a TARDIS.
Hmm.
So you see that us Doctor Who fans will see that this is a reference to our favorite show. Some other people won't understand it until it's pointed out for them. Or we show them Doctor Who afterwards, and we're going to show our friends that we play with a lot, we're going to force them to watch Doctor Who as well. But if we look at, you know, the gaming society, if you ever heard of a game called EverQuest... That was a silence from
heard
my...
Heard of it, like, forever ago. Is it still around? People called it Evercrack back in the day.
Yeah, it's still around for some people. People remember EverQuest. It's from 1999 or something. But there was an expansion. I can't remember what the expansion was called. But they replaced the NPC and replaced his name with David Dennett.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
Which is kind of funny, to be fair. But I could probably fill an hour of references to gaming I found here, but I'm not going to do that. I think we have a good list to show our audience and to each other that Doctor Who in the Mediaverse, the Whoniverse in the Mediaverse, it's bigger than expected.
Yeah.
It's bigger on the inside.
It's bigger on the inside.
And oh. If any of our listeners have anything we missed, please let us know.
Because we definitely missed some.
We have missed a lot. I know
we probably missed a lot.
Yeah. So we want to. I know someone will bring up the Pokemon one, but I think that's too far fetched. If you play Pokemon Platinum, there is a NPC called the Looker. It looks like David Tennant, but I didn't see that as Pokemon Who. Pokemon Who? The Doctor Who reference.
You know what's kind of funny? Real quick, I wanna touch on this before we close today down. So you know all the references we made, like TARDIS, Dalek,
yeah,
you know, companions, regenerations, and stuff. Talking about all that, those are cultural references. So like, it's kind of funny to think about how much Doctor Who influences our everyday nerd culture.
Yeah, it is kind of like embedded into nerdism. Wherever you find like sci-fi, you find Doctor Who.
Yeah, like, and you know, there's probably like things that we haven't even seen, you know, or you know, that somebody else has correlated. So it's kind of it's fun to think about how culturally influencing Doctor Who is.
It's such a big part of everyone's lives, whether they know it or not.
That's what you get for being around 60 plus years, right?
I wonder everyone if anyone in any of these things has like seen a Dalek or something and thought, oh my god, that's so cool, and knows a Dalek, like they know a Dalek from like Phineas and Ferb, rather than actually knowing that the Dalek is from Doctor Who.
Yes, or like, heck, even seeing like a TARDIS, or like, you know, even the Fez, you know, Fez.
I think, God, David Tennant looks good in a Fez.
Right? Or like, even like an example, like a sonic screwdriver, right? Like a little device that can fix anything. In it, and they've seen it referenced in like a different show, and they're like, oh, you know, and then they correlate it to something else, but not link it all the way back.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, fun food for your mental brain thoughts.
My brain is kind of mushy. I started to thinking about a lot of these references that if... Now, I'm not going to go there. We will take that next episode. Speaking of which...
What is the next episode?
Next episode is not going to be a list episode. We can start there. Next episode, we're going to talk about regeneration, actually.
Regeneration?
So, yeah, it feels kind of fitting that Regeneration Radio will talk about regeneration. We're going to go into the science of regeneration, both new canon and old canon. I think we're going to touch on our favorite regeneration. And we're going to talk about a little bit about fan fiction and stuff like that when it comes to regeneration. I want to talk about more about Adam as well. I'm going to explain why later or next week.
So can we define regeneration for our listeners who are not super familiar with Doctor Who?
So the Doctor doesn't die. The Doctor regenerates, basically switching every single cell in their body to create a new body, a new persona, and a new face. Except when you're David Tennant and you regenerated the same face three times.
I love that about him.
Yeah, but it's also David Tennant, Jimmy. No, wait, did I say that out loud? I mean, so this is a neat little trick, and this is what we're going to discuss next week. Is everyone okay with that?
Yeah.
So that's going to be a discussion. We will be prepared with some fan fiction as well, or some fan theories, because I have some that I've already gathered. So we will see. Fan fiction and
did
fan
you write
theories.
It?
I actually have a fan fiction that I've written.
Ooh, myself. I would read.
Yeah,
you
when
have to send it to us.
If this podcast gets 20 likes, I will send it to Callum and Chella,
and we can read it out loud.
Oh yeah, we can. Ooh, we can do that for our patrons.
Absolutely, oh, that'd be so fun.
But before we end the podcast, I'm gonna refer to something I said in the first episode, that I was taught that you should always end a podcast with a joke. So I'm gonna ask Shell and Callum, do you know the difference between a talking dog and a newborn clownfish?
I know quite a few differences, but please elaborate.
Well, a talking dog is highly suspicious. The other one is a little fishy. Thank you, everyone, for listening. See you next week.
Good night. Everyone.